Grace and peace are yours from God, our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text this morning is from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 24. But of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and did not know until the flood came and took them all away, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. Then two men will be in the field, one will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken and the other left. Watch, therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. And your fellow redeemed in Christ, when our Lord tells us to watch, he's telling us to trust him. We like to know things in advance. We like to make our plans based on the best information available to us so that our plans have a good chance of being successful. Students have a plan for classes so as to achieve the goal of their graduation. At a certain point in our lives, we make plans for having and raising a family. We make plans for retirement. But our plans are not a sure thing. We can only do so much planning, and then we have to live. Live life in the direction we hope to go, but really realizing that may not be the direction we end up following. The end of the world, Judgment Day, the second advent of Christ on that last day, these are things many want to have more specific, concrete information about. Jesus gives us a number of teachings in the Gospels about the end times, chapters of them, and so do the apostles and prophets. We are told that the end times will include wars and rumors of wars, earthquakes and famines. But one thing we are never told, and our Lord is quite clear about this, is the specific end, the year, the month, the day when this world greets the Lord's return in all his glory, power, and splendor hidden during his first advent from his birth through his ascension. When Jesus returns for the second time, there will be no doubt that he has come back. But we don't know when. Of that day and hour, no one knows, so we don't try to figure it out. We take Jesus at his word, and this means we learn more and more to trust him. Jesus points us to the time before the flood. That was not a good time. Here's its description. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. We are told of the downward spiral of wickedness that followed the first sin, the rejection of God by Adam and Eve. And while Noah preached and exhorted for years before the flood, finally only 8 people were saved from that flood, despite the warnings. So will the coming of the Son of Man be. In other words, while a time of judgment is coming, we don't know the time. Watch, therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. Have you ever paid attention to what distracts you or what you do, even when you know you should be doing something else? Maybe studying for an exam, writing an essay, preparing a lecture, spending time with your family, praying, reading. Distractions are not necessarily things that are evil in themselves, but the time we spend on them is a problem. If I have 35 student essays to read and grade, there are suddenly all sorts of small projects around the house that suddenly need to be done. But they don't. I just want to find something else that directs my attention elsewhere than what I actually need to do right then. Watching as directed by Jesus is not something Jesus says is optional. It is a command. Watch, be alert, pay attention. To what? Well, to the word of Jesus, to the life of repentance which the children of God live. When the prophets and the apostles call out for us to watch, they're calling us to live, first of all, so we see our sin, to see our need for repentance, to understand and believe that we deserve no better than what happened to the people who drowned in the flood. And so to watch means to know our need for a Savior and not to be caught in unbelief. It's a good time to focus on the seventh petition. Now, that petition actually directs us more to our own individual last day, but it certainly applies to the last day as well. We pray, deliver us from evil. We confess its meaning. We pray in this petition as the sum of all, that our Father in heaven would deliver us from every evil of body and soul, property and honor. And at last, when the hour of death shall come, grant us a blessed end and graciously take us from this valley of sorrow to himself in heaven. Our Lord teaches us to watch because he, through his taking on of every evil of body and soul, paid for your sin, whatever that sin is. Jesus desires that you know this, believe this, trust this, whatever may come. And in that way, through faith in Jesus alone, you may rest secure. You need not fear the last day, whether it come today or tomorrow or next year or whenever. You, through faith, are already judged, declared righteous before God, so that nothing is in the way of eternal life for you. In the meantime, watch, grow in God's grace and faith in him, hear his word, knowing that he knows you and will not forget you on that last day. Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus. Thus God shall from all evil forever make us free from sin and from the devil and all adversity, from sickness, pain, and sadness, from troubles, cares, and fears, and grant us heavenly gladness and wipe away all tears. Amen. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may rise and let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have sown the good seed, your holy word, in our hearts. We pray that by your Holy Spirit you will cause this seed to grow and bring forth fruit and defend us from the enemy, that he may not sow tares among us. Keep us from carnal security, help us in all temptations, and give us at last eternal salvation through your beloved Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen.